KRBN time is now 8:48 with a special announcement from yours truly. As I will be retiring at the end of this year, that means the days are very short now for Dewey Nelson after 49 years in the business and 35 years with the Nebraska Rural Radio Association. I've enjoyed all my years in radio, and I'm going to miss it, of course, but I want to recap a little bit about my career. In the course of these 49 years, I've spent many of those years in market reporting. In fact, in the past about 46 years, I've accumulated probably 100,000 market updates, as well as about 13,000 interviews with the commodity brokers. But on top of that, something that's even more interesting is during this time from 1995 to the present, Jim Baldonado of the Home Agency and I have done a number of interviews, including probably 10,000. That's an enormous figure when you consider it. Well, Jim's with us in the studio today. We go back a long ways in Elwood, Nebraska, too. They're, of course, the headquarters of the Home Agency, as we raised our families there. And what's really intriguing, Jim's oldest daughter, Sarah, was a classmate of my second daughter, Angela. Jim's twin daughters, Megan and Morgan, were classmates of my son, Michael. So we have a lot to reminisce about Jim over these past 29 years that I've been in Elwood, and you probably 35 or 36 years, is that correct?
We've been there since 1983, so
1983. A lot has happened at the Home Agency, too. I remember information like CRC, all these abbreviations, ARC, PRC, CRC Plus, and LRP. That's just a few. Let's go back in history when we started this program.
Well, Dewey, it was about 1994 is when we started them, and there were those products, and those products were to help producers learn how to use their crop insurance as a tool to market their grain with very little risk. And it worked so well with KRVN and, of course, you, because you knew the markets. We knew how to explain how to use these products to the producers, and I can remember, back in 95, a gentleman told me yesterday, it was the year, I think, of Freedom to Farm. He heard you talking about Freedom to Farm or the new Farm Bill, and then we started talking about crop insurance. And he called me, and his name is Enos Grauerholtz from Beloit. And he said, I need a visit with these guys. And so Enos became a customer, and then not too long after that, he became an agent.
Right.
You know, and when I was putting on a meeting down in Beloit, Deb got a call in Elwood saying, hey, if this guy that's down here in Beloit putting on a meeting wants to stop by on his way home, stop at the scale house. And so I stopped and saw Kent Stones in Lebanon, Kansas. So, you know, a lot of things have happened, but we picked up a lot of customers 25 years ago, and still today we pick up customers because of what we do on the radio. So it's really neat, and we're going to miss doing this.
Well, if you look at it, it was quite a marriage. Our listeners are your customers, really, in the farm and ranch community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, the farmers out there, we wouldn't have a radio station here. We wouldn't have the business that we have. And so we have to cater to those farmers in every way that we possibly can. And you know, people hear me on the radio or hear us on the radio, and insurance companies actually like me to be on the radio talking about those products, because it not only helps the home agency, but it helps agents out there, whether they want to admit it or not, with the products that are out there, and they come in, their customers come in and talk to them about it.
Now, let's go back again with some of the products that were offered through the home agency, and let's see,
RCIS, back in the day when it was American AgriSurance.
Yes.
I mean, that was the time frame when MVP, Market Value Protection, protected you if the market went up. Then came CRC, then came CRC Plus and VIP and all of those. And what we wanted to do, and we continue to do it today, we wanted to bring those products to the market before anybody else did. It was our way of trying to get a head start on everyone. And so we used KRVN as a platform to do that, and it worked, and it still works.
Now, we have something called weather contracts. They've been around for a while, and at certain times of the year, they are enormously popular, aren't they?
Absolutely, and everybody remembers those weather contracts back in 2010 when it was so hot, and we sold all those heat contracts. And now, a new product that's going to be out there, not a product, but a commodity, is hemp.
Yes.
It's going to be very popular, and right now there's not a good federal crop insurance policy on them. There is one, but it's not that good. So we're going to write weather contracts on hemp. But, you know, thinking back also, remember when we used to do this and it was 5 minutes long?
Oh, yes.
That was a long time to talk about something, we did it twice a day.
We did that twice a day for a number of years.
Yeah.
We shortened that and because people's attention spans changed. So we went down to 3 minutes, then we went to 1.5 minutes. But the difference was we did it more often during the day as well. And alerting listeners to what crop insurance has to offer or some of the other things that the home agency has to offer.
Yes, it isn't just crop insurance, but we are known for our crop insurance business. But whether it's farm or auto or home, we ride a lot of farms. You know, we have grown into 4 different states that we have offices in, Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, and Iowa. And I think there's 21 locations now. So, you know, it's not just a little mom-pa shop, you know, in Elwood. And again, that a lot of that is because of KRVN and Dewey Nelson.
Well, I want to thank you for that, too. Another thing that you've been associated with and we're very proud of in Elwood, Nebraska, was the hosting the
Team Jack Radiothon.
Team Jack Radiothon. Have people heard this? The Team Jack Radiothon is once a year on a number of stations in Nebraska to raise money for pediatric brain cancer for children. And we were just impressed with having Team Jack Foundation right in Elwood at the home agency.
Well, the community just did such a great job on welcoming them there to town. And they were just in our office day before yesterday, actually, and they come and brought us lunch and wanted to thank us again for the Radiothon, and they gave us an update. And that day, and since then with donations, but we raised over $130,000 for the Radiothon that day. And no other location, we've been doing this for 7 years with them when it's been in Lincoln, and we haven't raised more than $90,000 any given year. So we've already made plans on what we're going to be doing next year because it is coming back to Elwood.
That was going to be my next question. So it will be back.
It will be back in Elwood next year, and we're going to get, you know, the Elwood Public Schools did such a great job, and so we're going to get some other communities involved with it, and we're really looking forward to that.
Okay. Livestock Risk Protection is another one, LRP. Tell us more about that product.
Well, LRP is similar to crop insurance, except that we can ride it every day, except Sundays and Mondays. And as you know, we can't ride it until after the close of the market that day. And about 3:30, we'll get our numbers. And so that's what makes us different than everybody else out there, or a lot of people. Nobody likes to work at 10 o'clock at night, but that's when we have to write LRP. When that producer gets in and he sees what the numbers are and he needs to write it, we have to have that written before 9 o'clock the next morning. And so Arlen Reeker has done an outstanding job for us promoting LRP and working with our other agents. But again, that's what makes, I believe, the home agency different than everyone else. We want to write that LRP. We want to write these weather contracts. We want to write things that are different than nobody else wants to write, because once we write those products, that gives us the opportunity to write other products that those producers have.
And don't forget PNC.
And of course PNC, because once we write the farm and the crop, we're always going to want to write their farm business as well.
Jim, it's been great working for another 25 years of your business, too, with the home agency.
Well, Dewey, in closing, you know, I just want to say thank you very much. You have been a big part of the home agency, whether you're not on the payroll, but, you know, if it wasn't for Dewey Nelson and KRVN helping us grow our business, we would not have the business that we have today.
Thank you very much. Best of luck to you and the home agency in the future. We're going to always see each other since, you know, we don't live far apart.
Well, somebody's in town, and I'm always in town working, so I guess we will see each other.
Thank you much. Jim Baldonado of the home agency.